spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 92.01, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXY building, where it is a
Friday.
I don't know what happened there. Maybe I just
threw you. Well, it should have been in fast motion.
Yeah, he just threw you off with the tempo.
Our leader, Warren. Didn't go fast. You thought about it, didn't you?
Well, I kind of did in the background. Friday.
It kind of would have fit with Jay's intro.
Yeah. Welcome to it. It is December the 6th, 2024, guys.
Wow. How'd it get here so soon?
Look at it go, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How about that? So what's that make? Christmas 19 days? 20,
yeah.
21 days? What
are
we at?
I'm going to give it 19, Jay.
Wow.
19.
Look at that, guys. Welcome to a Friday, fellas. How slippery was it? A scale of 1 to 10, Brewster.
1.
One. Okay. So was it slippery at all for you?
No.
Not until you got right here.
Right.
Right to town, then all of a sudden, yeah.
Right over by the VA, I'd give it about a 7.
Right there, yeah.
Not really.
Anywhere before then on my journey in was fine.
I think that's the problem is you don't know where it is and where it isn't.
Yeah.
And then I was like, out of my neighborhood was cool. Got a little skate down the driveway with the trash cans today. They just kind of pushed me down. Oh, it was so great.
Ooh.
You know, here's the thing. If you know it's slippery and you have your feet firmly on the ground.
Clap your hands.
Thank you so much. And it just and you're just sliding along. It's not that bad for a little ride.
Yeah.
But it's when you don't. Like when I first didn't know and I took the dogs out and there's a little pad of concrete out the back there and I was not paying that close of attention. Like a cartoon.
Wow.
And the dogs are like, oh, we're playing? This is going to be so fun. Throw a ball
they want
or something.
You to fall really.
But
so
you did stay on your feet.
I stood on my feet, yeah. But they think like I'm running or something.
Oh, yeah,
so they were all, oh, this is great.
We're going
to
have fun.
Get out. Go pee. Go back in the house. Go back to bed.
Go on. Get out of here.
So, yeah, so be careful of that this morning. Mm-hmm. Also, you know that feeling when you almost fall, but you don't fall, and then the second you regain your balance, you try to immediately take inventory of your body to see if anything got hurt or tweaked. I was like, I think I got my back a little bit. Didn't even hit the ground, guys, but still. So be careful.
The muscles.
Yeah. It's all in the weird spots, too.
Yeah, and you're pretty athletic, I would say, or pretty good shape.
Agile.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Warren.
You're welcome.
You, Monty. Yeah. Anyone want to add anything to that?
JB Quick.
Thank you, Kevin. Want to add anything to that, Bruce?
Oh, no. That's all well covered.
Just sit there in your red flannel and be quiet.
Yeah, okay.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, really.
He looks very Santa-like today, fellas.
He does.
Is that really an insult? I don't know.
No, not at all.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Uh-uh. I mean, he's jolly. He's got a very nice gray beard. I don't know. Maybe it's the flannel that's bringing it out in him.
The buffalo plaid stands out
pretty
solid. Yeah,
that's it. That's it. Yeah.
Hmm.
And Santa. I don't know that he took that as the compliment I intended it to be.
It doesn't seem like it.
No, it didn't seem like it. I mean, look how beloved Santa is. You have that in common, too.
I do.
But how many people do you think don't like you, Bruce?
Oh, gosh. I could probably count them on one or two hands.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, that seems pretty good. Steve, how many people do you think don't like you?
Oh, gosh. Probably count them on one or two hands.
The answer for Steve is 0. Steve's never made anybody mad in his entire life.
I don't see how.
Yeah.
I don't see how he would.
There's not too many people, actually, now that I think about that, who could say that there's someone that doesn't care for them for whatever reason, whether legit or not.
Right.
But I think Steve might be the one. Well, other than Kevin doesn't particularly care for him.
I love Steve. He just pushes my button sometimes.
Oh, there's a button right there.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Today's word is buffoon.
Please use it in a sentence, Warren.
Kevin James.
Quit flying up in the air like a balloon.
Okay, I know.
Are you able to hit him from where you are?
I can.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin!
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, everybody. That was Warren's seal of approval.
Hey-o.
That I've made it in today.
Seal.
Yeah, hi. Happy Friday, everybody. It is just the December 6th thing, Jay, when you said that today. It was one of those that, like, punched me in the face.
Short calendar, short thermometer.
Short calendar, short thermometer, and short-term memory, apparently, because when you said the date, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's something big that we're supposed to do on the 6th.
Yeah.
Is there anything here at work that we're supposed to do today?
A show. Yeah, it's pretty big every
day.
Well,
no, I know that. I got that.
I don't know if you got the memo.
I got that part. Yeah, believe it or not. Nothing else, though?
Not out of the ordinary that I'm
not
aware of.
Not that would have been, like, on my calendar, like, oh.
No, God, heavens no.
Okay.
No, I think your calendar's empty. I think your work calendar is completely clear. Yeah, you're good. You're good.
I think we're good, Dad. I think maybe it was just one of those dates that I had in my head. You know what I think it might be? Somebody's birthday.
Oh.
That happens.
Recently told me. They're like, I didn't know you were a December birthday. I'm December 6th.
So, and Bruce's December birthday.
Yeah.
Let's go, Brewster. All December 29th,
all
right?
The good ones.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 29th.
Yeah.
Bruce is going to be 40.
Huh?
Once ago. A long time ago.
Yeah, maybe a couple of days ago. Sure. Yeah. I think you're clear, Kevin. Good job.
Jay, is it weird? This is a good question for you because you have three kids of differing ages.
Yeah, otherwise they'd be triplets.
Yes.
The thing about that is
more like Monty's world.
Mm-hmm.
There's three of them.
Is it weirder for you? I don't know, like Tyler turned 30 this year, and that was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh my God, Tyler's 30. I have a 30-year-old. And then, I don't know, it almost feels weirder that in a couple of weeks, Coop's going to turn 27.
Sure. Woo!
Because he's the youngest, you know?
Yeah.
And you just go, wait. No, I'm never. I don't see Coop. He feels like he's going to be 23 forever.
Sure.
So I don't know. Do you have that with the kids where does it seem like, is it weirder with Emma getting older or Will getting older?
Well, Will turns 21, so in January.
So that's going to be another milestone.
Yeah.
Sure.
The big birthdays like that, the zeros and then the meaningful ones, you know, they seem like, I mean, they're all meaningful, obviously, but, you know, if you're like 25, 30, you know, for a while, and then it goes from the, just like anything, the 16's big, 18's big, 21, 25, just because of the numbers, even 20 sometimes is big, but then all of a sudden it changes to like 30, 40, 50 because it's
You're
like, oh, let's just go with decades. It's easier.
Yeah.
They're coming by so fast. I think maybe we'll just go by the decades.
Emma did the, you know, she got married before 30.
What?
So that kind of, I'm sure, took the place, didn't it?
Yeah, those
where it
are
just
always
felt like,
milestone
whoa,
times.
That is really something. My little girl's getting married.
Yeah.
I think seems weirder to people outside the family more than in. Because we see her all the time. We know her all. She seemed very mature for, you know, over a decade. Feel like she was already, you know, 30 when she was, you know, 15.
Yeah.
So but people outside the family have a lot more of the, holy smokes, your kid's already that age and getting married. And you're
that's true.
Yeah. So
we lose track of it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. 21 for Big Will, though. That might be weird. Yeah.
Yeah. The youngster of the family.
Right. Yeah. He got a haircut.
Really?
You know, he was mop top forever. Like,
oh, was he?
Was just really long and bushy. And yeah, he got a haircut. And it was like, he sent a picture of it because, of course, he's not home now. And we were like, whoa, what
is
prompted that?
An Arizona cut? Like,
it
short
is
and sweet?
Actually, a little mulletish.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, it looks great.
Learned that from his dad.
Yes, Warren.
Back in the day.
Yeah. A little party in the back there?
That's it.
Let's go.
Good old hot buns.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell. Oh. Nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Live the good life.
Don't say it.
Always
don't say it.
In trouble. Please
don't say it.
One of the greatest men of all times, Warren.
strong. Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. All except right, yeah. Hello and hi and good Friday morning, everybody.
You don't get to argue with the open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The open says you're one of the greatest men of all time. Live with it.
Okay.
Okay. See?
All right. I got to deal with the whole tiger thing. So
everybody has to deal with something on their open. What do we do for Bruce? We don't really do anything to Bruce, do we, Bruce?
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
I think we all do that.
Ooh, but let's practice.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Hello. My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
Sure does.
Yeah, look at him go.
Yeah. The divine spark.
How we doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Not too bad.
I think back in the day we started saying hi to you because you didn't really talk too much, and we do whatever we had to do to get you to say a word.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's probably true.
Now you can't even shut him
now
up.
Now you can't shut him up, this guy over here.
Talk.
Talk.
You know, Bruce will laugh even when we're on the air or off the air, and, you know, he has a pretty silent laugh.
He does.
Like, I mean, y'all look over there sometimes, and it's like, I'm like, he's dying laughing, but there's no noise.
His whole little body shakes.
Yeah, it does.
There's not really any noise coming out.
Or it's like he's jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah. It's not the greatest radio laugh, Bruce, because no one knows you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, right. Sure.
When I picked Bruce up today, and we were...
Did you hurt your back?
Yeah, did you throw him very far?
No, because he's pretty light.
He is pretty light, yeah.
But we were going through the intersection there, and I said, well, Bruce, can I start it off? And he goes, oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
if
you're waiting for Bruce to start the conversation.
Yeah, I'd still be wanting to talk to him about.
You'd still be waiting, right? Yeah. Bruce, did you get any words in edgewise on the drive-in other than, oh?
Let me think.
Isn't that something?
I did talk about something once.
I did talk about something once.
Not today, but one time.
Yeah, one time. That one time, a long time ago.
I think what he said was, I don't know. I just can't tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
I just don't know.
Just out of curiosity, Bruce, what do you weigh?
Me? 160.
160. Yeah. All right. And that's pretty been steady the whole time?
Yep.
Like high school?
I was 135 pound weakling.
Okay, yeah, it's really not fair. The high school thing's not fair. But usually by
Bruce,
the time
you Bruce the Horse Hudson was a weakling? I don't think so.
Well, you just settled in like probably when you were late 20s to like
probably late 20s.
Oh, mm-hmm. How many people can say that? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I was down to 150 for a while.
Not intentionally?
No, not really.
It just happened.
Happened. But.
Right.
Brewster, do you... I know you have kids that you know, or you know, families that have kids that are of the high school age, probably. Have you gone to watch sports nowadays? I guess is what I'm getting at, like high school sports,
right?
And you see the size of the kids, and you just go, "Oh my God!" And when I played, that would have been the most giant human.
Very true. Very true.
It's so weird. Like I see some of them, and you go, "No." No, that can't be right.
They're growing them bigger now.
Yep, they are.
That's for sure.
Well, the problem is the quarterbacks are now the size of what the defensive lineman used to be.
Yeah, right.
That's the issue. Where you're like, wait, what position do you play? Defensive end? No, I'm quarterback. What?
Yeah.
What are they feeding these kids these days?
That's right.
Raw milk and grain.
Yes. Good grains, too, apparently.
Apparently.
Wow.
Steve. Wow. Raw milk and grain got Steve. He's like, wait, what? Gross. So Bruce.
When I was in high school, my senior year, we finally got weightlifting machines.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. So yeah.
Before that, you haul hay, and
that's how you got your
muscle. Cutting firewood. That was
I remember that. It was called the Universal Gym.
That's right.
That's right,
Warren. We had one of those, too. Before that, it was just farming muscles.
Yep.
Yeah. Which those are working muscles, not for show, like these candy apples who work out in the gym all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now they got straps and bands and, boxes.
Well, come on.
I mean, all these things.
Pick up a hay bale.
Big ropes.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Why don't we... I don't think they're open until like 11.
Darn it.
Maybe one of these Fridays you guys hang out.
Oh, heck yeah.
We'll tell all the listeners. We'll go over there for lunch, and anybody who wants to join us can join us.
Kevin James.
Yeah. That'd be a blast.
You guys can pay?
Yeah. What?
On the... Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Gosh, this group gets quiet when you ask them if they want to pay.
It's yeah, like, uh-huh. Seems like it.
It's like when that bill comes and you get real short arms, you can't quite reach it.
Oh, darn, I was just going to reach for that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you don't have to do that
as you walk away.
Like, wait, what?
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
As far as, like, the actual employer, it's like...
Monty.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was, like, first learning to speak.
Monty.
You're Bob the Builder.
Monty. Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger. You're Tony the Tiger. You're great.
I Monty. See you all, and Jay took it next level.
You're welcome.
Hey there, hi there, oh there, and good morning, Spokane!
Holy cow. That one had a little extra in it there, yeah.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah,
we'll get over it in a second. A
little gravel in your voice there this morning. You know, it's winter, so you got a little extra going on. A little fog, a little freezing drizzle in your throat.
Something like that.
Yeah,
we'll go with that, Jay.
Yesterday, I was at a store, and you know how your voice will sometimes, like, give out a little bit?
Yeah.
Ever happened to you, Warren?
Yep.
Probably not often enough.
No, not very often.
Thank you, Bruce. You know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, I don't know what goes on in there. You get something stuck in your throat or whatever. This lady handed me a receipt. My wife and I were standing there, and she said, these are going to be sent to your house. And I went to go, oh, perfect. And I went, oh, perf. And then, and I did that. My throat stopped. Yeah. And I said, oh, perf. Like, I thought I was some sort of
hipster
or something. You're a hipster, dude.
And it just, like, gave out. And she looked up at me, and I was like, oh. Like, what do you do now? I go, perfect. Like that, you know?
Do you ever get that gurgle that turns your voice into, like, six octaves higher?
Oh, it gets weird.
Okay. That's not what I meant to say.
It's not perf.
I love it.
Perfect, though.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the open, it's just you're so happy that, you know, can't feel your arms?
Yeah.
I reverse engineer that? So if I can't feel my arms, does that mean I'm incredibly happy?
Yes, or you should seek medical attention.
Okay,
right.
I just wanted to check on that one.
I don't know. Does that make sense to you, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Just making sure.
I just want to know if I should be happy.
You could be happy and also need medical attention.
Okay.
You could be both, actually.
Okay, copy
Hello.
That.
My Two name things is producer Steve. That's
right.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve, I'm your biggest fan.
My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true.
It's true, guys.
Ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, hello.
Howdy there.
Hi.
Oh, did your voice just give out?
Huh?
Only every day in my life.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how it is.
You know.
Hey, so we're going to play a little game here later on.
Yes.
And in honor of that, or because of that, I brought in a blast from the past.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm not sure how well this is actually going to work because I didn't actually test it out before I came. And
wait, you texted me yesterday that you had this because Steve and I were trying to figure out the logistics of a game and whether we had to buy a piece of equipment. And he's like, oh, I've got it figured out. He sends me a picture that also looked like it was from about 40 years ago. I was like, but you didn't test it out, huh?
I did, but I didn't test out how the volume of it.
Okay.
And that might be an issue. But we'll see.
We'll see. You brought in an iPod.
I did.
Yeah. And what year is that from?
I want to say like 2009.
Okay.
That's an advanced iPod.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't remember when they were. When were they first introduced? Does anybody know?
Early 2000s?
Yeah, that's what I want to say too, Monty. And then, I feel like gone by the 2010s.
2001. It said first released on November 10th, 2001.
Okay.
So
they had 8 years to work out the issues.
Discontinued May 10th, 2022.
Oh, wow.
That's when it was all the way discontinued?
Yep, that's well, they just stopped making it.
Because they had all the little iPod Nanos, they were called?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that one lasted for a long time, but it was never... Man, trying to find just a regular iPod, I think, was... Impossible, maybe.
I feel like it, yeah.
In 2022?
Yeah.
I mean, eBay. Either way, we've got ourselves a little slice of history in Steve's studio.
That's right.
That we're going to be using for a game here in a little bit.
I think it might be the headphones. I think that's the problem. I'm going to try a different set of headphones.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Well, we might not play this game a little bit later on.
With it'll be fine.
It'll be great, guys. It is Audio Vault time. Let's see what we've got going today. Obviously, it's Friday, so we have an Alexa joke.
Why do birds fly south for the winter? It takes too long for them to drive.
Also, why are we seeing so many? Do you ever seen a lot of birds? Like, I think they should have been gone already.
I know. Oh. Because there's still some geese.
We have bird feeders out, so we have a lot.
So that's normal, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not something this year is different?
Yeah, the quail, we have a whole gaggle of covey of doves.
And a gaggle.
Whoa.
Look at this guy over here.
A whole bunch of doves that come in and clean up shop.
Whipping out right words left and right.
Yeah.
I noticed that, too, Warren. A lot of geese.
Well, they're all flying south.
Yeah, but I feel like that. I mean, aren't you guys a little late? They don't have a calendar?
We are south.
I don't think it's late, is it? Because this is, I was just trying to think of hunting season for the birds.
When is it, Bruce?
I know my brother's been going every weekend.
Oh, good. I don't bird hunt, so I
don't. You don't pay attention to that.
No,
yeah.
Not really deer hunt either.
But yeah. That is a real funny Monty.
I mean, he goes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Participates in the activity.
Yeah. Never has a deer felt more safe than when Bruce is hunting.
Easy.
Especially with what he's wearing today.
Yeah, I stand out. We got to be safe. Billy Eichner was at a party after. I think it was at the Oscars, Steve, or was it the, what was the party he was at? Anyway, it was an award show. And he was on Jimmy Kimmel the other day, and he was talking about how, you know, you see famous people at these parties. This man's name is Billy. His name is Billy.
Billy.
All of a sudden, I feel a very strong, like, bro-y, like, pat on my back.
That was me, right?
No, it was not you. And I turn around. I'm 6'3", right? So I'm not used to looking up at people. Actors are pretty short.
Uh-huh.
And so I turn around and I feel this pat on my back and I turn around and it's Travis Kelce. Okay, so now for many years, people may know I've been hosting a show called Billy on the Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Thank you. Thank you. So I turn around, it's Travis Kelce, and in a very loud, booming voice, in a house full of the most famous people in the world, Travis Kelce looks at me and goes, Jimmy on the mother street, I love you, man.
Except for the fact that his name is Billy, not Jimmy.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah. So close.
Yeah.
And a guy like Travis Kelce comes in with so much energy.
Absolutely.
You just can't even really fight it. You just got to accept it.
Yeah, he went on to say that that was part of it, too, where he was just like, you're not going to correct him because he was so excited and so loud. And he was just like, that's not my name, but okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Billy, yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton was asked, or what's her famous sister's name, Steve?
Rachel Parton George.
Thank you. You guys know Rachel Parton George, don't you?
Negative.
The most famous Parton.
Rachel.
Of all.
She wrote a cookbook.
Oh.
We met her in Nashville, and we were like, when we first saw it, we were like, yes, Dolly Parton napkins in the studio, Warren.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, Rachel Parton George is going to be here, and she's the author of a cookbook. And everybody went, who, what, why? And then all of a sudden she came in, and you're like, oh, you're Dolly Parton's clone sister. She looks exactly like her. And then he was just weird because you were interviewing her. And the whole time I was like, this is bizarre. You look so much like your sister. It's freaking me out. But anyway, Dolly Parton, her lesser known sister, was asked a question about doing like the greatest trio of all time for women. And this particular interviewer wanted it to be Dolly, Miley Cyrus, and Beyonce. And so she asked Dolly, she's like, that would be the greatest trio of all time. What do you think?
Wouldn't that be some? What are the chances that we could see the three of you live on stage somewhere? Probably not good. Just keeping it real.
I love that answer.
It's honest.
She just goes on to say, like, well, I mean, we're not going to get together and sing a song.
I mean, Miley and I are family.
Right.
So,
that's
going to happen.
Sure, yeah.
You're going to see us on stage together. But, I mean...
Probably not good, guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so funny because I feel like you can ask Dolly Parton anything and she's going to have a positive answer. So when she said probably not good, I thought, I love that.
Yeah, really? That's
probably
awesome.
Not good. And then the interviewer's like, what? She goes, well, it would have to be probably an award show or something, but I don't really see it happening. So thanks for asking a dumb question, though.
Yeah, there you go. And you got your answer.
You sure did. There's your audio ball. For a Friday, it's already the 6th of December, 2024. Woo-hoo.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If you're going to get a Frufu coffee, you know, the dance isn't going to cover that. So you have to pay for it. But
do a better dance.
Would you?
You have to do a better dance.
Yeah. The would more you do a dance for a cup of coffee?
Well, you bet.
Kevin James.
Attaboy.
I know how to shake a leg.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, Bruce is so easy to throw off. I was just waving to Bruce. He looked behind him. He's like, who's he waving at? What's he waving at me for? We're going to play a little game we like to call Read My Lips.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I see your lips moving, but I can't make out the words.
Read My Lips.
All right, there it is. All right, we've got the teams. Warren, you and Bruce are a team. Monty and I are a team. Kevin's all-time quarterback. Going to hand around the headphones. That's all you need to know. We're going to send you a some really great music in your headphones.
Can we hear what it's going to be?
Is it playing? Okay, hang on. Here we go. Let me tune.
Oh,
Bruce likes that.
Bruce has that in his head.
So that's going to be in Bruce's. Is it already in there, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you already handed it to him? All right, let me do this so I can...
Oh, wait.
Oh, he switched headphones, Brewster. So, all right, here he goes. He's putting the rock music on.
Okay.
All right, so now Bruce has to figure out what Warren or Monty's. Or no, we got Warren. Yeah, Warren's going to say. Warren, pick a card, any card. Which one do you want there, buddy?
The one in the middle.
This one right here?
Yeah, that one.
All right. You will say that phrase, and you have to get Bruce to figure out what it is that you're saying. Bruce has rock music in his ears.
I don't have anything in my ears.
Oh, really?
Why not?
Oh, hold on a second. Check this out. Now you got it.
Now it's loud.
Look at him. He's loving it, too. Look at him.
Here's what it sounds like, by the way.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, Warren, you can mouth whatever you need to do there, and let's see if he can figure it out.
Okay. I will make you a beautiful scarf.
Wow, there's no way.
I will make you a perfect, what was the last word?
Scarf.
Shark. Shark.
Just even do it again, Warren.
Okay.
Making it.
I
mean,
it's a shirt.
Okay.
I
will
make
you
me, yeah.
A beautiful. Beautiful.
A perfume pillow.
It's so much fun.
Okay, almost. So, last
one. More.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Palomino pony.
Palomino pony, yep.
Palomino.
Okay.
What last time?
Oh, there's more?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Beautiful.
Do the scarf one, Warren.
Scarf.
Hmm.
Scarf.
You're not coming in loud and clear.
Okay. All right, we can take it off, Brewster.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. You're close. You're really close.
Close. Yeah. Close.
I will make you a beautiful scarf.
Beautiful. You were so, I mean, you were getting there. Beautiful was hard.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Palomino pony. I don't know about that
and
one.
And when he said Palomino, when he was saying beautiful, it
actually looks like it.
Links up.
Yeah,
like,
it really
oh, yeah,
looked
that
like
could
it.
Have been.
All right, Monty, are you ready? All right, put your rock music on. Is that good? Not too loud?
No. Just got to get used to it.
Yeah, I just
getting set. This is called getting set.
Yeah, like this. That's what Monty's listening to right now. Okay.
It is funny, man. That music's loud.
It is loud. All right. Let's see. Steve, you're recording this. Pick a random card there for me to read. Okay, here we go. Seven.
Seven.
Silly.
Silly.
Seals.
Sellers.
Are. Sailing. Sailing.
Sailing. Seven silly sailors are sailing.
Seven silly. Seven.
Seven.
Silly.
Silly.
Seals.
Sealers. Sealers.
Seals. Seals.
Can you hear how loud
it's not seven silly sailors are sailing?
You know what? Close enough. Yeah, close enough. Seven silly seals. That was really good, our sailing. That was good, though, Monty. That was nice. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah.
That was good. Well done. Well. All right, Warren, put the loud headphones on there. I don't even know if it'll be loud for Warren.
Excuse me.
Hard to read Bruce's lips. As we know, they're barely there.
Wow, this is going to be crazy.
Give him that card.
Is it too loud, Warren? Oh, no, he's gone.
He's got
that,
it.
That music transported me back to the 80s, I'm telling you.
Monty, that was very well done. All right, Bruce, dear, let's see what we can do here.
All right. You got to look through Bruce's beard and
I
all
know,
this stuff.
It's not easy.
What?
One.
He's already wrong.
What?
Once.
Once.
What?
Yeah. Hey!
What?
Yeah, what?
Time.
What time?
Oh, gosh, he's yelling.
R.
R. Y'all, it looks
what
like.
What time are?
Oh, wow.
You.
Are you? What time are you?
Yeah, so far so good.
I didn't say it like that.
Stop arguing with your partner.
Going.
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 What time going? Are you going?
Two.
Looks like you're kissing somebody. What? Okay, what time are you?
Gosh, you're loud. Holy smokes, this guy. Wait,
two.
Last word.
Two.
What time are you going to?
Looks like he's gonna say, ooh-ee. What time are you? Woo-ee. What time are you going?
Next word.
Okay.
The. Oh, there you go. Movie.
Pony.
Pony. What time are you going to the
guys
pony?
Guys love ponies.
they
pony what?
Palomino.
Movie.
Going.
Movie. Moo.
Pooing.
Pooing, no. What time are you going pooing?
Theater. Theater.
Thing I do.
Time are you going to the thing I do?
Yeah, you know what, Warren? We're going to let you right there. Yeah, right. What time are you going to pooing the thing I do?
Now, will you please say the word, Bruce, that he got stuck on so bad?
Yeah.
Two.
It looks like he was kissing.
What time are you going to the movie theater?
Oh.
Not what time are you pooing the thing we do or whatever it was.
That was it.
Last night it was 6:20.
When you went to the movie theater?
Yeah.
You went to a movie last night?
Yeah.
We're going to get a movie review coming up. Nice.